You thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
We back at it. The Urban Sports Scene on the iZrail Network. Glad to be back here with you all. I'm glad that you all had the opportunity to listen to us. I am Wally. I'm here with my new regular. I shouldn't even say new. My regular man. My regular homie on this show, Sam I Am. Say what's up to the people out there, Sam.
Now who am I talking to?
Huh?
Over there?
The people.
Okay.
The people who are listening to this podcast.
How many of them?
A lot.
Really?
I get a lot of listeners. Last show probably didn't because I didn't do anything. I didn't promote anything, honestly. But yeah. I don't like to act selfish.
Yeah.
Usually get about close to 50 a week, 50 listeners a week. 50 hits a week, whatever. And if you all, real talk, you know, I'm all about numbers. I ain't gonna lie to you. If you all want to hit the feed and just listen to 30 seconds, I count that as a listen too. I'm not able. I've
done that a couple of times.
Yeah, I don't discriminate. If you want to hit it about 100 times, I'm gonna call that 100 listeners, so you can hit it 100 times.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? Shoot, hit it like you hitting the blunt. Hit a J like 100 times. I don't know. Just hit it. All right, just hit the button.
Just
hit the button.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes the button.
You just gotta,
press play.
Yeah, I mean.
You know what I'm saying? Press play, like Diddy and them say. Press play. You know what I mean? Know about that song? Press
yes,
play.
Man. Hey, I know. No, I don't. I really don't.
I believe
I'm Diddy confused right play. Now. I know we're about to talk about sports, right?
Yeah, but let me run down stuff before we talk about sports.
Good,
I was talking about Diddy. I was going off on tangent. All right. Like I said earlier, we're the Urban Sports Scene on the iZ Radio Network. And if you want to hear us on the iZ Radio Network, just visit the site, www.izradio.com. Such shows on there are Run TMC with Tom Block and MC Hater, which airs live Mondays from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, Clutch Sports Radio, which airs Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m. And DC Sports Chat. DC Sports Chat, which airs Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also check out our homies, or my homies, Crowley and Watts Radio Podcast Show. It's a sports podcast show. It's at www.crowleyandwatts.com. That podcast show is not affiliated with iZ Radio, but they're a great podcast show. Make sure you check them out. And also check out our shows, check us out on the syndicated radio station, Real People Real Talk. I'm having a tough day today. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm tired. I'm not even doing my reads right today. Real talk. I'm not doing my reads right. This came from coaches, so please bear with me. We also have our show newly syndicated on the internet radio station, Real People Real Talk Radio. This site is managed by our good friends from Applegee's. Make sure you check them out by visiting www.realpeoplerealtalk.com. I'm having a day today. I'm sorry. I've been doing too much today. I've been at work. I've been coaching little kids basketball. And also, I hoop myself during my lunch break, so I'm kind of winded and I need to eat. I haven't eaten nothing all day, so people bear with me. Sam, you know what I'm saying? You see it in my eyes, man. You got to see it in my eyes. I'm hungry. I need to eat. I need maybe some seafood or something. I don't know. You know what I mean? I'm dying too, so I can't eat but so much. I need to eat some seafood. Maybe I do some chicken wings. I'm just starving. I'm thinking about going to Jasper's and Largo's and get some wings to go. Something. I'm hungry. Anyways, about that time for our tradition.
Wow.
I know, man. Talk about food, man. I'm hungry. You could tell. You could tell a man when he's hungry. Or he's on some fat kick when he's just mentioning all types of food. You know your man is seriously hungry, or a person is seriously hungry if they start listing off food. Right now, I'm just like my mouth is all
about saliva. You can't even
talk. I can't talk, man. I'm swallowing my spit. Stuff's real serious right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So this is what we're going to do, right?
All right, what are we going to do, man?
We're going to talk about sports.
We can't talk about food, too? Food sounds good, man.
You know what I'm saying? As long as it goes with the you know, sports scene, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Because then you have to think about something.
That goes with food. All right. I can't think of this next topic anyway. RG3 wins the Rookie of the Year.
There's nothing
for food, man. RG3 wins the Rookie of the Year, man. I'm letting you talk.
I know, but when did you find out that he was Rookie
of the Year? It's official. It was on his website.
I mean,
it's
saw it too. I just found out so
right. Truth be told, man, I saw it on Facebook. I knew it, but I know it was real because it's official.
I mean, he deserves it.
He deserves it. Why does he deserve it?
He deserves it because, you know.
Why does he deserve it?
Compared to everybody else.
His stats.
Stats?
How come Russell Wilson doesn't?
He deserves it too. I mean, it could have been a cold rookie of the year.
No, he shouldn't have. See, I'm gonna stop you right.
I'm not saying it should be, but it could be.
No, see, I'm gonna tell you why Russell Wilson shouldn't be in RG-class's level, RG-3's class's level.
Why?
Russell Wilson defense? Had a good defense. RG3 was okay. he was the man. It was all predicated on him. Russell Wilson, truth be told, it sounds good. He had a great season, but there was no real pressure on Russell Wilson. RG3 had all the pressure. Look at that Giants game, for instance. The Giants, you knew the Giants were going to score against us, but RG3 had the last drive to score. The Seattle Seahawks defense straps people down. They give Russell Wilson opportunities to make plays because they'll shut down the opposition and then give Russell Wilson time to finally catch up and do his thing. That's what happened this season. He had a slow start, but eventually, because the defense was so good, he eventually got better and better. And by the end of the season, that's why he had a good run, because that defense never he never had any pressure on
him. True. No, you're right.
Go ahead.
You're right. And now, you know, when do they give out the Rookie of the Year? Is it the end of the last game, or is it the
end
of the
season? It's the regular
season
awards. That's
Griff.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. But to me, it's Griff for the season, to me. But only like, to my point again, yeah. Griff, RG3, didn't have a top 10.
No, you're right. He is the Rookie of the Year. There's no doubt.
Yeah, because if you look at we had to outscore teams. We had to outscore teams.
You're talking about a very, very close second.
No, it's really not. You're being nice. I think
second.
That's my problem
second.
With sports, man. No, he's a second. There's no close
second.
To him. He's second.
It's him. It's RG3, then a very close second.
What's
Russell
very
Wilson.
Close? No, it's second. There's no such thing as close in my book. You just being, there's no such
yeah,
thing as close.
Yeah, it's very close.
No,
close
it's
far away.
No, it's far away. It's a distance. It's like I said, it's a distance. It's a ha-ha-ha. RG3's Rookie of the Year. RG3's up here. Russell Wilson's down here.
I mean, come on.
RG3's up here. People, I'm doing... The highs and lows. RG's way up here. Russ Wilson's down here. And RG's looking down and saying, I am Rookie of the Year.
You play
with my Washington Redskins, and then you tell me, can you do what I did? I play with your Seattle Seahawks. With that defense, I'm giving you 38, and you're stopping people. Seattle, if they had RG3, they may never lost a game in the division. They may have never lost a game period all season. That defense with RG3, with Marshawn Lynch, running that option? Come on, man. Come on, man. I'm going to hit you with the ESPN countdown.
You know what? He makes us great points. Who's second?
Who's second? You can give Russell Wilson that. You can give it to Andrew Luck, for all I care. Andrew Luck, too, had a bad
game. So this is clearly...
RG3.
Not even...
It's RG3.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
And
who makes more money... For the league, who sells out jerseys?
No,
who sells out shows?
No, well,
who says, "Fella,
I mean,
get your popcorn ready, watch me play, and watch me do what it do."
Of course,
RG.
Of course.
All right, it's RG.
He deserves it.
I know everybody looking at it and they say, "Oh man, Russell Wilson, he beat RG3." Fact of the matter is that Russell Wilson went against the Washington Redskins defense. RG3 went against the Seattle Seahawks defense. You do the math.
And he scored two touchdowns before
he went. Exactly. And he scored. With the bum leg. Yeah, I think it's self-explanatory who's the better player. If you think that Seattle Seahawks team could even stop an RG3 100%, damn near can barely do it at 50%, because he wasn't even close to 100%. So
Andrew Luck is clearly...
I like Andrew Luck more than Russell Wilson.
Really?
To be honest, which I
do. For Rookie of the Year?
To me, I like him more.
For Rookie of the Year?
Again, I mean, this is my problem. Well, because of stats, I'm going to get off stats. Russell Wilson deserves it over Andrew Luck. But I'm going to tell you off natural play. The pressure that Andrew Luck and RG3 had, it was way more than Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson played with a top-of-the-line defense. People don't understand how – like, if you play – look, for instance, like Trent Dilfer went to Baltimore Ravens. He didn't have to do anything. He wasn't a great quarterback, but that defense was locking folks down. But he won the Super Bowl off of that. He looked respectable. But he didn't have no pressure. Now, fast forward to, like, say,
so you
Dan
saying,
Marino
so you
back
saying,
in the day when
so
he had no defense and he had to do it
an average quarterback can play for the Seahawks.
I
right
say
now.
It's average.
No, I'm just saying, can't
and win games and do better.
And you think he's a product of
his
team.
He's a product of, all right, as a rookie.
You don't like the kid, like, he has a good quarterback.
I liked him in college. I'm saying that. I liked him in college. You can't tell me he's a bad quarterback. I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback. I'm saying that he was blessed with a good opportunity, a good situation for him to succeed. If he was if he was with the Colts, no, he'd be that good.
He's a baby RG3. I mean, watching him.
Yeah,
but he's a beast.
But again,
he's putting up.
But off what? What did you see?
The numbers, the playoffs. No, but the Atlanta game. Well,
That was good. That was a good game for him. I'm not gonna. We
great
talk about
game.
That was a good game for him. I'm gonna tell you for what it is. All right. If your defense is turning the ball over, consistently giving you turnovers, not getting and stopping people and giving you opportunities
okay,
to play,
he didn't have decent. The pressure to.
That's
that
all
they
I'm
did.
Saying. All right. If he was with the Colts, he wouldn't be that good. If he was with the Redskins, he wouldn't been that good. I'm gonna tell
point
you a
taken,
fact.
RG3 is the rookie of the year.
Yeah, but he was
to which I am happy and proud.
Russell Wilson, you're a good quarterback. I'm never gonna say you're a bad quarterback. I liked you at NC State. I liked
RG3,
you. I liked
come
you
back
Johnson.
Healthy.
I knew about you, dude. I knew about you back then. When nobody knew about you, I knew about you. So I know you were good. Don't get it twisted. All I'm saying is that in that situation, if we break down situations, that's what people who watch sports don't do. I mean, what annoys me is like everybody says, "Oh, this person's better. This person's better." No, in anything in life, you have to break down why someone succeeds in a situation, succeeds in an environment. The environment may be more conducive to what. More conducive to the next man. It's like a person may be in a two parent household compared to a person who's in a one parent household. That person has more people looking at him or whatever for that person to become up to be a better person. Now you could do it in one parent household and you could still be successful. But that person with a two parent household with two positive figures has a better opportunity to be successful. That's what all I'm
saying. So you call the Washington Redskins defense deadbeat dads?
Damn Skippy.
All right, got you.
All I'm saying is they're
hey,
return.
Hey, you make return. A point. You make a point. And you know what? RG3 is the rookie of the year.
Thank you. I don't want to hear no second. It's first.
Gotcha.
That's all I want to say. I don't want RG3.
You proved your point.
Hey, thank you. I feel better now. My headache is gone.
Good.
All right. Now we can move on.
Let's do it.
All right. Nats news. Nats signed closer Soriano to a deal. I'm not sure the length of the deal. He closed for the Yankees, took over for Mariano Rivera when Rivera tore his ATL. I think it's a good sign. I think you know he'll be the closer. Just shows that Drew Storen, what he did in that last game in Game 5 in the wild card series against the Cardinals, this shows that they gave up on him as the closer, but maybe you know he can do a better role as a reliever or maybe be trade bait. I'm a reliever or a setup man or mid reliever, but a middle man. So maybe he'll be a setup man or maybe he'll get traded. You still have Clippard on the team. So it looks real grim for Storm. But he may be a middle reliever. I can see that. A middle reliever. If not, if he's not a middle reliever, he'll probably get traded. On to the next topic on the pregame. Oprah says Lance Armstrong admits that he took PEDs, that's performance enhancement drugs. Sam, I'll let you go on this one. I have a different opinion about this, but I'm going to let you go first.
I mean, what an amazing story, just from a sense of not cycling, because nobody cares about cycling. It's just how much money he made, $100 million, that's what he's worth.
Yeah.
And he's been lying since 2006. Why even come out with it now? You know what I'm saying? Like, you've been denying it for this long, but, I mean, it's just, I guess it's not a big deal because now we know, we already knew he was taking it. So now he's just admitting it, right?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, he got caught up already this season. Last year. But everybody speculated and also... They could never catch him. So he was doing such a good thing with cancer research that people kind of like, all right, well, he's such a good guy.
He did do a great thing.
He did a great job with cancer research.
I mean,
my problem with the whole cycling thing is I'm not going to lie to you and act like I pay attention to cycling. I think it's a dumb sport. I'm on the record of saying it. Don't believe in the sport.
It's hard as hell.
I know it's hard. I know it's
hard as hell.
I know
it's
hard. I'm just saying, like,
sport.
No one is stopping you from cycling. Well,
that's a great way to look at sports.
Yeah, like I can't tackle you.
Somebody has to be able to defend what you're doing.
You have to deter me from doing anything. Like it's like running.
It really has to be competition. Like
I guess racing. I guess it's the same thing as racing. I guess I don't know. I can't really call it. Like, you're not right. You're on a bike. I mean, I can't do it. I'm not saying, like I don't want anybody to think I'm saying I can do it, because I can't do it. But also, you're on a bike. You know what I mean? So, I guess steroids does help, you know, in that regard. But at the same time, to me, it's a sport that everybody cheats. So, why should I feel like...
I mean, you know, come on. After Bonds and McGuire and everything.
Talking about cycling. Yeah. But baseball, we can talk about that, too. Yeah. I don't believe in that, either. Everybody cheats. To me, if everybody's cheating... And you accomplished something because you're in that realm. To me, it's fair. If everybody's cheating,
is it fair to the people that played clean before them?
Who cares?
The record books.
Oh, are we talking about baseball? Are we talking about cycling?
Baseball.
Hell, I don't care about the records. That stuff is overrated.
Come on, man. That's a big part of baseball, ain't it?
I mean, I'm not a baseball guy. I'll be honest with you. Okay, all right. You can put an asterisk on it. I understand that. But what I'm talking about is like.
So they should go to Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they should go to Hall of Fame. That's because they should go to Hall of Fame.
Even though they use something that if the other players used, how many home runs would Babe Ruth have hit?
How do you know Babe Ruth didn't take steroids? They were these dudes are real funny. No, seriously, these dudes are real funny because, you know, baseball is predicated on cheaters. All right, there's a dude in the Hall of Fame. Thinks Walter Johnson's in the Hall of Fame for cheating, throwing spitballs. I mean, there's
you don't compare spitballs.
It's a steroids. What do you know about steroids to say that this person's gonna make this person that much better by taking steroids? Barry Bonds, believe it or not, was hitting 40 home runs without steroids when he started off. Barry Bonds was always a great player. Barry Bonds was always a great hitter. Barry Bonds was always a.
Are you trying to say it don't make a difference?
It don't make you that much better. If you're a bum with steroids, you're a bum.
Sosa was
already a 40 home run hitter without steroids. He hit 35, 39 home runs without
steroids. But he wouldn't have hit that many without steroids.
He got in a roll with it, but he was already hitting home runs. Mark McGuire was already a home run hitter.
So
Mark McGuire was already a Hall of Fame player. I'm not saying that.
You have no problem with
that. I have. All right, like this. If I allow you, you know what? I think it's a joke. Honestly, I think it's a joke that you would say, okay, the owners up there, you're allowed to take steroids, you're allowed to do this, you're allowed to do that. So all of a sudden, when stuff hits the fan, and everybody gets into it, Congress and everybody wants to get into it, it's like, okay, forget y'all. Yeah, you're right. Steroids is bad. You're right. And the owners are the main dudes pushing it on these dudes because we all know we all remember the ad, chicks dig the long ball. That was pushed by Major League Baseball. That was pushed by the owners, by Bug Selig, and everything. Everybody knew who was taking steroids. Everybody knew it. The game was dirty. Period. It was dirty. And they all knew it. Now, all of a sudden, Congress gets into it, and that report comes out. Now, the owners and Bug Selig is like, well, we're going to come up with a new rule. We're going to do this and that. We're going to start ostracizing certain baseball players. That's what blows me. That's what annoys me. Dude, you were involved in it, and now you're penalizing these players. I don't care about your stupid Hall of Fame. Let them dudes in. Barry Bonds is a Hall of Famer. Roger Clemens is a Hall of Famer. Mark McGuire is a Hall of Famer. Sosa only had three, to be honest with you. I'm all about the Hall of Fame is your longevity. How long have you been dominant in the game? Mark McGuire, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens have been dominant ever since they came into baseball. Sammy Sosa had three good years, three crazy years, and he got in the Hall of Fame. But Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, Roger Clemens were dominant throughout their careers. That's how I judge a Hall of Famer. I can't go off of Sammy Sosa because, truth be told, Sammy Sosa struggled in the beginning. He was a strikeout. He was a strikeout hitter, but he always had power. But he was never a consistent dominant player. Barry Bonds was a dominant player. Roger Clemens, as you know, was a dominant player.
Why don't they just put him in the Hall of Fame?
And
from the years that they took steroids. Right?
Yeah.
Highlight and take away those numbers.
Highlight what you want to. I don't care. That numbers don't mean nothing to me. I'm talking about Hall of Fame. Since you want to come in this load, then you want to go this side of the debate. We talking about baseball. It's the Hall of Fame, dude. They Hall of Famers. A-Rod took steroids. He's a Hall of Famer. I don't care what anybody tells me. A-Rod was dominant when he came into the league.
Of course they are.
They're Hall of... Then stop this crap about them not deserving to be in it. Like, writers wrote them in. You play baseball, you're a writer. Real talk, this is another thing that annoys me. You're a writer, and you're annoying people in the Hall of Fame. Play baseball. Play the sport. How you going to tell me that I can't get into a certain select group when you don't play
sport? But you know you're not saying it because you're not good enough. They're saying it because...
Who are you? Who are you? That's my point. Who are you?
Because you cheated.
Who are you? This is my point. Who are you to judge me? Who are you?
Society.
No, who are you, baseball writers? Who are you?
You're not my
peers. You're not my peers. You don't know what it, you don't know. You don't know about sport. It's like a fat dude telling me, like a fat dude who play football. I'm playing basketball. And a fat dude don't play baseball. Basketball. A lick of his life telling me that I'm doing something wrong. Dude, play. Do on the court. Do something.
Well,
that's like me judging, like, for real. Honestly,
there are a lot of fat coaches like that are great.
Me judging, no, I'm not saying a coach. I'm saying a fat dude don't do nothing and just sits there and do nothing and judging me and saying what I can do or whatever. Or even better, that's like me going to Michael Jordan. Going to Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, and saying like, all right, well, this, that, and the other. You should do this. You're better than that. Blah, blah, blah. It's dumb. I'm sorry. You can't tell me more than the great can. I'm sorry. You can't tell me more than Barry Bonds can. Peter Kirchner is actually on my side, but people like all the writers. An example, if those dudes were on a level of Barry Bonds or had the mindset of Barry Bonds, they play baseball. They don't. So that tells me they don't deserve to judge Barry Bonds. Give me somebody in a baseball community who's been doing it, like a Hank Aaron, a Willie Mays. Them dudes tell me, and then I'm
going to... It's one of those things where they're not saying he shouldn't be based on how good he was. It's just because
he cheated.
Just because you took steroids, you don't deserve it, because it's more about than just the numbers and how great you were. It's about character.
Cool. So if he smokes marijuana, does he deserve to be in the Hall of Fame?
Of course.
He still deserves it, right?
Yeah, but marijuana is not an enhancing drug.
How do you know that? It relaxes you. How do you know that? How do you know?
You compare weed
to
steroids.
Maybe relax to the plate.
Come on, man.
We haven't done math. We don't know if marijuana can make you better as a hitter. We don't know that. That's my point. We don't know.
Yeah, you're a funny dude.
I'm saying we don't know.
You are a rare form today.
I'm just saying, we don't know. Lance Armstrong, I'm with you. Barry Bonds, I'm with you. I'm riding with you. McGuire, I'm riding with you. Roger Clemens, I'm riding with you.
You know where to ride.
You know, I'm riding with all y'all all the way. We going to push this steroid thing, man. Screw y'all. Y'all dudes out there talking about steroids like it's a big deal. I don't take steroids real talk. I'm a man that just judges the situation for what it is. And if I think that a bunch of y'all are cheaters, if everybody's cheating, I'm not going to call out 3-4 dudes that got caught. I'm calling out your whole community. And we all know baseball as a whole was dirty anyway. So don't stop, like, for the people that were in that environment, stop punishing them. If you're going to judge anything after this, anything for baseball, you have to judge it after the players that were in that era. After that era, if people are still cheating, then you can go ahead and ostracize whoever you want to, because now you had a stance. But back then, you didn't have a stance. For you to punish a Roger Clemens, a Mark McGuire, a Barry Bonds during that era, oh, man, you're a joke to me.
Why didn't Ken Griffey Jr. do it?
Why? I didn't say he needs to. The real talk, you get to me. I've never ever said that you should do it.
No, I'm just saying it can go
because that's not his makeup. And who's
his agent? He could have came back stronger.
Who's his agent?
He didn't do it.
Usually, when you get hurt a lot, when you do take steroids,
no dog.
You
trying to say Ken Griffey Jr.
One of my favorite players of all time.
You know he wasn't.
Yeah, huh?
He was not.
He wasn't my favorite players of all
time. No, I'm saying you know he wasn't using steroids.
How do I know this?
Because
do you talk to Ken Griffey?
No.
Have you met Ken Griffey Jr.?
No.
Have you seen him in person? Have you seen him? His personal place.
So you say don't assume. You say don't assume.
Don't ever assume.
But we would have known something by now.
The kid was not dirty to me, in my opinion.
Of course he wasn't.
Ken Griffey.
Of course he wasn't.
He has the greatest shoes for baseball players.
He should have did this too, but he's going
to curse. You just curse. Why you just curse? Like, I told you.
I'm sorry, man.
Hey,
I forgot where I was for a second.
What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you?
I'm getting too comfortable,
man.
You're
getting a little too comfortable, man. You're kirking out on here.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. It's all right. Don't worry. It got censored. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But still at the same time. Relax, son. Be easy. All right. Ken Griffey's cool. We know this, man.
All right.
All right, man. We're doing too much right now, man. It's about the time for a commercial break. All right. We come back from break. My man Kirkin out here. We come back from break.
Oh, boy.
We're going to talk about the NFL playoffs, what happened last week. You know, Ray Lewis getting another chance and show all the emotion. And also, we're going to preview who's going to go to the Super Bowl. Urban Sports Center Eyes Radio. Did it.
You can hear the Eyes Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear the Eyes Radio Network, you have a chance to win some money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. Just takes a few seconds. Then, during registration, hit the Where Did You Hear About Us link and enter Eyes Radio, EYESRADIO, to get automatically entered to win $100. That's right, I said it, $100. The latest episode of the show will be waiting for you in your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter promo code EYESRADIO when you're registered. That's EYESRADIO.
This one's for you and me, living out our dreams. We're all right.
This is Fred Jackson of the Buffalo Bills, and you're listening to the Eyes Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene. You can listen to our show by visiting our official Urban Sports Scene website, which is www.walio.podbean.com. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. You can listen to us on the Sports Clip Podcast Show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/WC Stiller Fan. The show is produced by West Coast Stiller Fan. All right, Sam, it's about that time to talk about the NFL playoffs, last week's games. I know you thought the games were classic. They were excellent. I didn't get to see all the games. I saw all the games, but I didn't get to see, like, the whole games, period. Like, what I mean, I saw parts of the Ravens game, parts of the Packers game, parts of the Seahawks game, and parts of the Patriots game. So I didn't get to see all of it. But from what I saw, they were exciting. We can start with the first game, which is the Ravens-Broncos game. Sam, I'll let you go first.
Caught most of the game. Great game. I mean, all-time great type of games. I mean, you were like, they got it. You know, Denver won.
Yeah, they did win, basically.
Well, you know what I mean? Pretty much.
That.
Now, the pass from Flacco, right? Great pass as far as just throwing it. But the safety? Moore, I think that's his name.
Oh, man, see a great pass?
No, he wasn't. You know, it was such an easy catch for him to make. Like, how do you let that happen? You know what I'm saying? And but for them to come out and win, you know, that was a great game.
Great pass?
It was a great pass because it was a, you know, he had to really
man,
step up and
do it. Played it so bad. Matter of fact, it wasn't on stride because he had to stand still and to catch it. So it wasn't like on the money.
Yeah.
That dude played it as the worst pass ever in passing and trying to catch, trying to make a play as a defensive back. History.
What do you have to say about before halftime? Do you know about when they had two timeouts and 30 seconds left? They're at their 20. And they just downed it.
You know what? I mean, everybody's making plays. It's everybody wants to be a Monday morning quarterback. To me, it wasn't a big deal. They did what they had to. They did what they did. More to me, if he plays it respectfully, that game is over. He gave him two chances.
Heartbreaker for Broncos fans because they had a team that could really go.
Yeah, and he gave him two opportunities to make a play. One, he could just tap. He played it wrong because he wasn't deep enough. That's one thing we messed up. Secondly, the pass was still underthrown enough where he can still make an interception if he jumped correctly. He mistimed his jump on a play that he had time to time his jump. And then he backpedaled. Like, you're a cornerback. Why are you backpedaling? Like, run it out. Like you're playing center field. Run it out. Yeah. So, I mean, to me.
Just you can imagine being a Bronco fan losing like that, that had to be tough.
Yeah, it had to be tough. And also, you got to think about it. You know, blessing to the Ravens. Ravens played a great game. Flacco, that is his moment, though. You can't take that away from him. That's his moment. Look at, Peyton Manning. It does raise the question, man. Big games, does Peyton choke? And then, in my generation, I think Peyton Manning, I'm going to stick with it. But now it's on a thin line right now.
Yeah.
the Peyton Manning was the best quarterback in this generation. But the Saints, if you got to look at it in the playoffs, he does. I mean, records now starting to show that he choked. And to me, I've always used, you know, an excuse to say that he never had the powerhouse defense. Well, you know what? Regardless of what the Broncos did or whatever, they do have a powerhouse defense. And Peyton Manning, to me, other than more messing up, that play, that interception he threw was ridiculous. Yeah. Like, there's no way you make that pass, and that's the choking kind of play. So I have to be real. Like, Peyton Manning did choke against the Ravens.
You just don't see Brady ever doing that. That's
no, but not throwing that pass, though, in that situation.
I mean, you know, regular season is no question. Peyton Manning is the best probably all-time regular season.
But not that pass. I'm just saying that pass.
I mean, he
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that was Brett Favre-ish.
Yeah, and he's not close to being that type of dude.
Yeah. Well, no, he's not that. He had the opportunity to go down as the ultimate number one great quarterback.
Yeah,
and the interception really set him back.
Yeah, right? To me it did.
Because he's old. He don't know what's going on. Packers, 49ers, I missed that game. Did you see it?
I saw the game. It was Kaepernick. That's all it was. It was Kaepernick.
I mean, the stats were sick.
I mean,
181.
Yeah, rushing.
Two touchdowns.
Dude,
that's sick.
And he threw for how many yards, though?
Two something.
Yeah, I mean, the dude was, and he was accurate. He just dominated the game. You know what? You know, a lot of people, and me included, doubted Jim Harbaugh, stating that, you know, should go with Alex Smith. Alex Smith was throwing over 70% 70% completion percentage. But when you break it down, like, he made the right move. I mean, the dude, Jim Harbaugh, you should never doubt a great coach.
What year did, I mean, what round did they get him?
Kaepernick, I think it was second, third round. He was projected.
I never heard of the dude.
He went to Nevada. My brother knows more about him. He was projected to be their starter, but he didn't look good. He didn't look good in his preseason.
So Harbaugh loved him.
But Harbaugh liked him. They worked with him, and you know, he's got what he wanted. I mean, this guy looks good. He's improved. And you know what? This is when you get credit to you got to get credit to the coaching staff in San Francisco, whoever his quarterback coach is, and also get credit to the dude, Kaepernick. Because I did watch him in preseason, and he just didn't look good his rookie year. Didn't look like he looked like a quarterback.
This is his rookie year, right?
No, it's not rookie year. It's his second year.
See, I didn't know that. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
He didn't look like a quarterback. He looks like a quarterback now, and you can see it. He looks like a legit quarterback, and he has the skill. He has the makeup to do great things. And to me, Jim Harbaugh should be commended for what he did, and he showed guts that he knew that this dude can do it. And
he just knew he was a better quarterback.
Well, he knew that he can give him more opportunity to make big plays.
Yeah.
And
with
he
that
has,
defense, he just said,
and
fuck
he
that.
Has. And you know what? That's why now we hear of Michael Crabtree, a guy who was a highly touted wide receiver coming out of Texas Tech, and now look at him. I mean, I'm not going to say that he's the second coming of T.O. and Jerry Rice, but now he's starting to show that. I mean, what he was about in Texas Tech, and he's bringing it to the NFL, and he's also showing that, okay, I now have a chance to be on that list of great San Francisco wide receivers. So I'm going to give great credit to Jim Harbaugh because he resurrected Crabtree.
Yeah.
And also, you know, now, you know, if you watch that game for Vernon Davis, like, he was starting to get involved in that playoff game. Yeah. So, and that was a big concern how
Kaepernick
wasn't finding Vernon Davis.
Harbaugh's a real deal, right?
Yeah, he really is.
Both the brothers are.
No, but Jim is better.
It could be.
No, he is better. Jim's a better coach. Two NFC championship games right now. Jim Harbaugh's a better coach.
We'll see.
In a row.
Seahawks, Falcons, dog. What a great game, man.
Seahawks and Falcons.
Man,
I didn't watch
I'm
that.
Talking
I saw Matt Ryan beat him. I'm going to say this and be real with you. Fudge the Seahawks. I can't stand them. Fudge Sherman. Fudge Jamal. I'm happy they lost. Get them punk asses out the playoffs. They're too dirty to be in the playoffs, man. That's real. You gotta edit that. That's real.
I mean, Sherman. What's his name? Sherman.
Man, Trent Williams smooshed that dude. I'm still salty. Seahawks are now my most hated. One of my most hated teams in the NFL.
Russell Wilson. I like the dude. I was rooting for him.
I wouldn't even say, you know what I mean.
When RG3 went down, he was on his knees. Tears in his eyes. That was legitimate. He's a good kid. Anybody who's that young, you know what I mean, and carries himself the way he does.
Russell Wilson's a good guy.
Yeah, he's just a good guy. You know what I'm saying? So
I like Russell Wilson. We talked about him earlier.
Yeah, I wanted him to do good, but it was good to see Sherman get burnt.
I mean, dude, real talk. I don't care about Seattle.
You know what I'm saying? But it was a great game.
Screw Seattle.
First of all, the Falcons in the first half.
You tell me about it, because I was coaching. Right. I was coaching. You guys,
it looked amazing, dog.
So I was at church. Sorry, I was at church. You tell me
right.
about it.
So they had 20 points at the half, right? And the D were coming up big. Like, they went for a fourth down twice inside the 30. You know what I'm saying? And both times they didn't get it. No, one time they didn't get it. The other time ran out, you know what I'm saying, before halftime. It was 20-0. The offense was on fire. Seattle defense started stepping up. I mean, you know, 20-0 comeback, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
And they did it enough. And, man, I'm telling you, Russell Wilson was calm, poised, you know what I mean, Tom Brady-ish. And he was the main reason they made that comeback, because the receivers were not getting open like that. You know what I'm saying? And Matt Ryan had Julio Jones and Roddy White, and he was getting them, saying they were getting open. So he made that comeback happen, and they take the lead and then lose it the way they did. If you hate Seattle fans, you probably loved the way they, you know what I'm saying, they lost. Right.
Yeah, I loved it. And again, I'm going to say, Matt Ryan, thank you for ruining their dreams. Matt Ryan, thank you for making that kick. Tony Gonzalez, man, you won your first playoff game, man. Congratulations to you and Matt Ryan for winning your first playoff games. But again, I'm loving it. You guys did, Matt Ryan, when you did that, I wish you would just told the dude to get the F off your field. I wish you would have just told them dudes to get the F off your field, because that would have felt good.
Yeah, defense, this is a bunch of young idiots.
I'm sorry, Matt Ryan, I used to talk bad about you, but now you're one of my favorite quarterbacks just because you got that dude off the off the field. He's now chilling watching you play football, and I'm cool with that, because when they was called, because you heard them talk about RG3, it was like, we broke RG3. That's cool.
They said that?
Yeah, I heard they said they broke RG3. He's broken. So, yeah.
The defense said that.
Yeah, so you could tell, you could say where I'm at with mine.
Yeah,
you can tell where I'm at with mine.
Yeah.
Exactly. So don't tell me to respect the Seattle Seahawks. They're all together. If Russell Wilson succeeds, that means they succeed, and I don't want them to succeed. So I will say this: get your broke asses off Atlanta's field and get your asses home to watch the game. I don't care if you're at home in Seattle or you're home in any other state in the United States. Take your asses and watch it on TV just like me. Next, please.
Now, we already know about the Texans and the Patriots, because it's nothing to talk about, right? What happened, we thought it was going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Patriots won the game, but Texas came in strong. They had their opportunity in the first play, the first drive, when Manning had that long run and got to, like, the 10-yard line. And instead of getting a touchdown, they got 3 points. I knew when they got that, when they didn't get the touchdown, they got 3 points, that game was over. Because, one, the tight end dropped the touchdown. Matt Schaub overthrew Andre Johnson. And so it was like, all right, well, if you're not going to take advantage of this situation, then chances are the Patriots will make you pay. And they did eventually. So, to me, you can't trade 3 points with seven with the Patriots, especially when you got an advantage and you have a situation where you can definitely score a touchdown. You don't? Nah. The game was already over. J.J. Watt, you can go home, too. You gone fishing. That's what Barkley and Kenny Smith would say.
Yeah, that's...
So,
your butt's classic, gone
fishing,
right?
Yeah, classic. So you're gone fishing.
Tools. So, speaking of classics, right? I try to just go back, and since 07, the great playoff games. You know what I'm saying? Growing up, I don't remember having these many great playoff games bunched up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have the Giants and you have the Patriots Super Bowl, right? The first one. Classic. The catch, Tyree Evans, right?
Yeah.
You have the Steelers and Cards Super Bowl next year. 08.
Mm-hmm.
Classic, right?
Mm-hmm.
The catch, the comeback by the Cardinals. You're talking about the Packers and Cards shootout. You know what I'm talking about, right? In 2009.
You mean the playoff, the
wild card
game
with Warner and
the wild card divisional game or wild
classic
card, something like that.
Yeah, and then the shootout
45-51.
And the Cards win, right?
Yeah.
They both had great games.
Let's say you didn't win the Super Bowl, right?
Yep. Vikings, Saints, right? Mm-hmm. 2009. Remember that? Classic game. That was a Brett Favre crazy interception. Remember the year that the Vikings had?
Yeah.
The Steelers, Broncos, Tim Tebow. Right?
Yeah.
Classic.
So what's your point?
Giants and Pats Super Bowl. Classic again, right?
Yeah, so what is your
last point? Last year, Giants, 49ers. Isn't that a classic?
I won't say it's a classic. That was a
was a classic game, dog.
That was a month punt. The Saints, San Francisco game was a classic. When Vernon Davis caught that touchdown.
Yes, that was classic. You're right. You're absolutely right. The Ravens and Pats last year.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Clear, I'm saying, but all these great games,
like,
and then
classic, like that thing is like the best game ever, man. You like classic, like
Yes, you know, and these are great playoff games. Isn't it great to have these many great playoff games?
But that's your point about playoff games?
I mean, it's what's better than a great playoff game? You know what I mean?
Care about my team is out. You talking about great playoff games? What is wrong with you, man?
You gotta get over it, man. And man, by the way, should they change the name for the Washington Redskins?
No, why do you keep saying that? Just stop it, man.
It's a big story.
It's making you talk like this. I don't know what it is.
You have to comment on this, Wally. You're a personality.
I'm not going to do that.
So you saying shouldn't even consider it?
No, they should.
Even though it's demeaning the Native Americans.
I don't care. You see how disgusting I am.
Aren't you a coach? What if one of your kids on your team was from, you know, the Cherokee Islands? What would you say?
I'll tell them that the name of the Washington Redskins has been the Washington Redskins for how many years? And I grew up a Redskin fan, so I really don't care. see what society has done to me.
Mayor
who?
Gray says they should change the name.
Who is Mayor Gray?
Mayor
DC. What's the team at?
Huh?
What's the team? Where's the team at?
Where's
the team located?
Landover.
Tell them to shut the hell up. Ain't it DC, is it? Hey, tell them to shut
the
hell up.
I don't know, man. I want to keep the name, but I think it should be.
You always try to raise this point, and I'd be like, just.
I mean,
it's pretty big.
It's a pretty big part of.
No, just stop. They tried to fight it in 91. They tried to fight it in 91. I remember they tried to fight
it in 91. I'm conflicted by it. You know what I'm saying?
Obviously, yeah. What do you want to be called? The Washington Generals?
I wanted to be the Redskins, but if they can't be, you know, Washington Natives.
You got to take away the Natives? Isn't that kind of demeaning, too?
Because it's Native American. The demeaning part is, I think they're saying because they have red skins. Like, all right, if they were called the Washington Blackskins.
No, there's no red skin. It's brown. Native Americans ain't red.
But that's what they call it.
They're not red. Where's the red at? I think people are a little nitpicky. Let's be honest with you.
I mean, you know.
If it was called the Washington Blackfaces, would I be pissed?
Black skins. Washington Blackskins, and they had like,
what's wrong with
like a Zulu warrior.
That's not doesn't bother me.
That's what I'm saying. I'm so they should be able to keep it, right?
Yeah, I'm African. That don't bother me.
It's like there's nothing really in the name.
I mean, we can start breaking down a lot of stupid stuff. To be honest with you, on team names. We be honest with you. We can find a lot of racist stuff. Like I can make a racist comment about the dumbest thing.
Like what?
Like I can make the racist comment about the streets. Like why do the streets got white lines on top of black? White people like people over black? I don't get it. Why is it? Exactly. See, I made a racist statement. Does it sound cool? Are we gonna start changing streets and making it all? What's that? Why does black have to have yellow on it? Yellow would mean scared. You know what I mean? Like what the hell? Exactly.
Yeah, I think these ultra liberal people are trying to push this agenda because it's really not. We're not over here like. F Native Americans.
I love you, Native Americans.
Hey, you got no problem. Of course, not the case.
I love Native.
We don't think of the name and say and think anything negative about Native Americans.
You know what I mean? That's crazy. We're in the minorities. Jesus, come on, man. Let's get over it.
I agree.
I'm over it too. Believe me, I'm way over it. Anyway, let's preview the NFC AFC championship games. We'll start with Niners Falcons. What's going to be a key in this Niners Falcons game? Like who the key to you on either side?
Oh man. I mean, I expect a great game. I want to see the defense versus, you know, the Falcons offense. It's hard, man. There's so many different, you know what I'm saying, positions that have to step up. It's going to be hard. I mean, I'm thinking San Francisco's defense is going to overwhelm them in the Kaepernick. But what I saw from the Falcons, I mean, they weren't consistent, man. But when they were on, they put stuff up. And Kaepernick is still a young quarterback.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and like if he plays like he did the first game, yeah, but I don't think he's necessarily going to do that again. So, you know, it's within a close game, but I think the
Falcons will get it.
I think the Falcons are going to win.
All right, it's going to be a tough game. Obviously, we can stick with that mantra, but I'll say this: the San Francisco 49ers, their strength. Offensively is Atlanta's weakness. Defensively, Atlanta can't stop the run. The Niners run the football. They run it with Kaepernick and they run it with Gore. They don't stop Gore and they don't stop Kaepernick. They will pay, and that it's just that simple. The Seattle Seahawks defense is different from the Niners defense in this standpoint. the Seahawks couldn't take away Michael Turner. San Francisco can take away Michael Turner because they stopped the run. Seattle doesn't stop the run. The misnomer about Seattle's defense is a good defense is that they don't really stop the run. They're very good against the pass, though, because they have great DBs. They have really good DBs. San Francisco has really good DBs, too. So they're more of an all-around defensive team.
Yeah.
Now, so in all honesty, San Francisco's a better all-around team, period, because what they can do in the run game against this defense, and I'm talking about just in this game, not like all around period, but in this game, what they can do with the run defense, and also what they can do with the run defense, and what they can do running the ball offensively, will give Atlanta problems. Obviously, Atlanta has two stout wide receivers, a great tight end, so that's gonna be probably what they're gonna try to exploit. But at the same time, Patrick Willis is out there. Bowman is out there. Carlos Rogers is out there. Golston is out there. Whitaker is out there. They got players out there that mm-hmm. will give you problems. I think that Atlanta is they saw a player like RG3, Cam Newton.
Yeah, great point.
So that's going to give them an advantage, but they struggled against Cam Newton. They didn't struggle. RG3 got knocked out the game, so we can't say anything about that.
Yeah.
But they struggled against Cam Newton.
They've seen it.
They struggled against Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
These are two players that they struggle. So obviously, how I look at it, they do struggle against that kind of offense.
I mean, Russell Wilson did run on him. He didn't run crazy on him.
They struggle against those dudes. And Kaepernick can throw. Don't think he can't. He can throw. Kaepernick can throw. See that game against the Packers, he can throw.
He can throw for real.
So don't think that he can't throw. He's not a one-trick pony, man.
I mean, the numbers were crazy.
Yeah, he's not a one-trick pony. So how you got to look at it is like, all right.
So where did that come from? He's been playing good, but
he's been passing the whole season.
That's his best game by far.
That's his best game running, but he's been passing the whole season. Look at what he did against the Bears. The Bears game, he was throwing. He can throw.
Bears defense is good.
Yeah, he can throw. You're going against Atlanta defense. Again, Atlanta's defense is improved. They make plays. They get a lot of turnovers.
It looks like he's going to be a quarterback for a while.
But at the same time, I think this San Francisco defense has, like, when I was talking about help, has more help for him in this game than Matt Ryan does in his game. That's why I'm edging towards San Francisco.
I mean,
but they do have an advantage. It's going to be close because it's in Atlanta. It's the Georgia Dome is going to be rocking, so it's going to be a tough game. I'm not going to say like whatever. I mean, you can go either way, but I'm going to have to go with me personally. I'm going to have to go with
saw Atlanta.
I think
they can win. You know what I mean? But San Francisco is a better overall team. You know what I mean? We'll see.
Yeah. But anyway, let's go to the next game, Ravens and Patriots, a rematch from last season.
I mean, I want the Ravens to win it. You know, even though I have to deal with a whole bunch of local Ravens fans. You know what I mean? I don't care for the fans too much, but I do like the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want them to go to the Super Bowl. And you know, Ray Lewis deserves it. Ed Reed definitely deserves it. And you know, I'd be great. You know, I really want to see the Harbaugh brothers in the Super Bowl. I think that would be excellent.
That would be cool. That's another storyline.
You know,
I'm sick of storylines. I would love to. I can't stand Tom Brady, so you know I'm pro Ravens on this one. B-more, stand up, hit your club music, man. I'd love to see you on the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? I want to see you on the bowl. I mean, it's a good story for Avery. It's a good story for Avery Donaldson. It'd be his first Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah.
Ray Lewis. Not his first, obviously, be his second appearance. You know, have opportunity to win another Super Bowl, and also, you know, him retiring. And I definitely think if the Ravens got the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl, it wouldn't just be Ray Lewis retiring. You'll see Ed Reed retire as well. So I'm here to think. I'm thinking like I would love to have the Ravens beat the Patriots, but at the same time, it's gonna be all predicated on Joe Flacco. Bill Belichick has been known all his teams. Defensively have been known to take away your best option. So if that's Ray Rice, though, they take away Ray Rice, it's going to be up to Joe Flacco to make plays. And if he can play like he played last season in this game, the Ravens have a good chance to win the Super Bowl. And also Ray Lewis and company have to step up. Their defense last year was better than they are this season. And you don't have Webb, who's out for the whole season, who is definitely your best cornerback. So your cornerbacks don't have to show out and ball. And if they can do that and play like they played last week, because I think defensively last week, they started gelling when everybody healthy. So if they can play that, play like that, T. Sizzle can get pressure on Tom Brady. Yeah, they can have an opportunity to win that game. But if Tom Brady has that pocket, he can do what he wants to do. They'll lose that game. But another blessing for the Ravens is that Gronk won't play in that game. So that's a mismatch they don't have to worry about. So you just got to stop Aaron Hernandez. That's going to be the main target and main person to start. Stop.
Yeah.
But it should be an intriguing one. I would like to see it. I think we can probably see a Harbaugh championship. That'd be a great one. Jim Harbaugh, Michigan. I'm rooting for him. They know the name of the school. The Wolverines. That's my football college. That wish I went. I wish.
Why do you like the Wolverines so much?
Because when I grew up watching Michigan. All right. I'm a loyal dude. Some people aren't loyal in life. I'm a loyal dude. You know what I mean? When you think of me, you think of loyalty. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, you're right about
you know what
that.
I mean? So when I grew up, I saw Desmond Howard. I saw Elvis Gerbach. I saw the Heisman pose. I was like, that's my dude. Gotcha. People were liking the Rocket, Notre Dame, and folks like that. Like that number 21 guy, that's my dude. And you could even imagine when the Redskins drafted Desmond Howard, how happy I was.
I could imagine.
You could imagine it. But no, that's my dude. I'm just a loyal dude, man.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? That's what it is. When I stick with the team, I stick with the team. Other than the Lakers, I stick with the Lakers, but I had to divorce myself from basketball as well.
because of Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant. But when Kobe retires, son. Yellow, gold. Gold, purple, baby. Man, we back in here, son.
Everybody loves magic.
Yeah, man. Gold, purple. But like speaking of basketball, it's about time for commercial break. When we get back, we'll be talking about the Washington Wizards, John Wall coming back to the city, doing his thing. Wizards on a 3-game winning streak, but 2 games in a row with John Wizzle. Urban Sports Still the Eyes Radio. You dig?
3-0, baby.
Time out! Okay, guys, Summers really had his bell rung and could have a concussion. I'm pulling him out for the game. Rodriguez, you're in for Summers.
Come on, coach. It's just a ding. I'll shake it off.
Yeah, he's tough. Plus, we need to win this to make the playoffs.
Listen, we're a team and we need to look out for each other. Concussions are serious. No game is more important than your health.
Take concussions out of play. If you're a coach, know the warning signs and never let athletes return to play before a healthcare professional says it's okay. A message from CDC.
Shout out to Urban Sports Team and Wally and Will. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Keep up the support. We'll keep the hits coming.
You can also listen to us on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Apple G's Radio Show. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/Apple G's. The show is hosted by Coach and the lovely Vivian. Hi, Vivian. Hey, Coach. You two rock. rock. I love those two. I ain't gonna lie to you. I have been on the show the last couple of weeks, but I've been real busy. But
so
I
who's the coach? And
well, Coach, they host the show.
Okay.
Coach and Vivian, they are a married couple.
Okay.
Great people.
Cool. How you know them?
They actually saw us out. I was putting the show out. I used to put it on YouTube and stuff, and they listened to one of our clips on YouTube, and they thought we were hilarious. And
gotcha.
we linked up. So I've been on their show, and they've been getting a shout outs and stuff like that. So we do it on our show. I love those people. I love them. I have never met them, but I love them.
Okay,
they're
way
good
out.
People.
They are different there. Okay, that's up. All
I love
right.
those people, man. They're good people, man.
Really? Real. Cowboy fans?
Probably so.
Well, you don't even know. Okay.
Probably so, but they love Texas. They love their basketball. They love their basketball, their football. Coaches football.
That's what's up.
Coaches football. And he coaches girls.
Coach.
They coach girls basketball too.
Hey, that's all right.
Yeah, because his daughter plays girls basketball.
That's cool, man.
They cool with Brittany Griner too. They were cool with Brittany. His daughter.
Oh, that's how you got the.
No, because his daughter was cool with Brittany Griner, but they're the ones got me the interview with Skylar Diggins.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Skylar Diggins, baby. Hey, Skylar. How you doing there, baby? Wally loves you. If I was 6 years younger, woo. And she has a picture with this dude, her boyfriend. This new boyfriend looking like a fake ass. What's cuz name? The dude that was on that Omarosa business thingamajiggy dating show. Oh, it's the light skinned. Oops.
Whoa.
I'm gonna have to edit that one. The light skinned dude.
That'll work, right?
Yeah, the light skinned dude. What's his name?
So
what's his name, man? So it's right
I
there.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Diddy's taking care of his kid.
So you stalking Skylar Diggins?
Is Diddy's taking care of his kid? What is his name? I'm having a moment. Oh.
Right.
He had the song. He had like the little. Everybody loved him because the light skinned dude. He was a light skinned dude back in the day.
Back in what day?
Like in the eight, like in the like early 90s, late 80s. Like, oh God. You know how every light skinned dude, they want to be.
I'll be sure.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be sure. I'm having a. Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody knows light skin is I'll be sure.
I'll be sure. Thank you. Oh,
got you.
That was bothering the hell out of me. I even cursed. Jeez. I had to fix that up. Damn it to hell.
Oh, man.
Anyway, yeah. Let's go back to basketball. Watch the Wizards. John Wall's back in those two games. He's back. The 2-0. I think he blew out. Who they blew out yesterday? They blew out somebody left yesterday.
They blew out the Magic.
Yeah, the Magic. Sorry, the Magic. And they beat the Hawks.
They beat the Hawks.
The day before.
Yeah.
No, what, a couple nights before, whatever that. So, how good are Wizards with John Wall? Like, are they that good? Are they as good as what they did to the Magic?
With John Wall, now let me just say that, you know, John Wall's first 2 years go down in history as great. First 2 years.
I wouldn't even think that the way people talk about him, though, in this area in sports talk and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of feel like he's they treat him like he's a bust.
Yeah, kind of like.
Are you kidding me, John Wall? You can see the potential for him to be top five point guard. And you know what? When healthy and if he plays in control, I mean, he's a huge plus.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, huge plus. I mean. You just see how much better they play. He even made Wesley look okay.
Wesley sucks.
I mean, what? How bad can you be? I mean, you know.
Wesley really sucks, though. Wesley.
Is that one of the worst picks?
I think it's one of the worst. See, people talk about, you know, worst
picks. He's that bad?
I think he's one of the worst lottery picks in history. Seriously.
He's that bad, huh?
Dude, I've never seen a lottery pick that does nothing. Like, he doesn't. All right, this is another one.
They just say he's athletic, but he can't shoot.
This is racist, in a way. It's not really cool, to be honest with you. But I'm going to say this, and I really mean this wholeheartedly. I have never seen a European player who couldn't shoot. I'm dead serious. Like really couldn't shoot.
Do you assume he could? He wanted Andre Blatt's type of player, you know what I'm saying? Ernie. That might be the reason you get fired. You know, I think John Wall is such a huge plus. When Nene's healthy, he's a huge plus. You know what I'm saying? And you know, John Wall is definitely going to make a huge difference. Maybe now people will start to appreciate how good he is. You know what I'm saying? You'll see that he's going to win you 15, 20 games easily because he's over there. And that's a huge plus.
Yeah, so, but John Wall, yeah, I'm with you on that. You think if John Wall, how many games do you think John Wall can give you with this team now? Like, how many extra games can he win with you?
That's a good question, Doc. I mean, if they win 20 games in a row right now, they still be sub 500.
Boy, I know. That's amazing.
I mean, that's just ridiculous.
It's amazing.
Doc, if you can win 20 games straight and still be below 500 this late in the season.
How bad does your team really have to be? Like, I know he's important. Don't get me wrong. Like, he's had wins. But at the same time, like, that's just pathetic of just putting a roster together. That
what do you think about Bradley Beal, though? I mean,
I think I'll make Bradley Beal better. I really do, because Bradley Beal shouldn't be a guy who has the ball in his hand primarily anyway.
Bradley Beal is like, he's legit. Like, he could be a legit pro.
He could be a good pro, but with Wall, he could be an even better pro.
Yeah,
I mean, Wall is the type of dude that will take all the pressure off Bradley Beal because he shouldn't be the player to create all the time.
Yeah.
Like, he's not that kind of player.
Yeah.
John Wall
is
that kind
shooter.
Of player. He's a shooter.
He's a shooter.
Yeah,
he's
but John Wall
shooter.
Is that kind of player. So John Wall can break down the defense, and Bradley Beal can be out there on the perimeter getting these open looks from John Wall, and it can really rock. And he can run the floor, too.
Yeah.
Shoot. It can rock.
I mean,
you know what I mean,
John Wall, man, I think now people start to appreciate, really.
You should appreciate it. Look how bad this team is. This team is bad regardless. Man, all praise to John Wall, man. He's a good guy, good kid. I think he's a hard worker. I think people understand how good he is. You think if John Wall has a good season, he saves Randy Whitman's job? Or do you think Randy Whitman's still gone?
Oh, man. I mean, he's gone because he won six games.
I know.
I mean, and you know, you were never a big name to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, so usually those type of people don't get a second chance.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, so he had to win more than six games to keep the job, man. If they had win like, you know, 20 or something by now, then.
Yeah.
So, but no, he doesn't keep his job, and he shouldn't. They just need one more player.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they're gonna need. Their draft, this draft is weak, so I don't know what they're gonna get. Honestly, I don't know. I think if John Wall gets on a hot streak, they can win. I just think that I actually think Ted Leonsis is cheap. I don't think he wants to buy another coach.
You think it was that simple?
Huh?
Or you just think he's letting Ernie run it?
Ted Leonsis?
Yeah. I mean,
I think Ted Leonsis is cheap.
He's cheap even with the Capitals.
Yeah, he's cheap. I've heard he's cheap.
Hmm.
I've heard he's cheap. I think if Ted Leonsis, if John Wall helps him win games and he gets like maybe 30 wins, I won't get 30, but 25 wins or something like that, I think he'll look like, all right, well, John Wall wasn't there. That's the reason why you didn't get your W's, and he'll like keep them. That's my opinion. I could be wrong. That's my opinion, though. I think that he's that cheap, though. He's that cheap of a dude.
He's cheap.
Yeah. So
I'm going to Wally.
He's cheap. He's cheap, 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 cheap. How many games do you think would have won if John Wall had started the whole season, though?
That's a good question, man. They got seven now. You know, I would say probably about 15, 16, something like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's still one player, and he's, you know, they are that bad.
Can you tell me what you think the record would be? Do you think it went 15 games now if John Wall was playing?
Yeah, definitely. He's roughly worse. Even more than that, possibly, because he's more than just, he's an elite point guard.
I hear you, son.
He's an elite point guard.
I hear you, son.
And it's his only second year, and throughout history, man, there's only been a handful of players just come out as point guards and just dominate.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hardest position to dominate, because you have the ball all the time. You know, and it's not just, you know, physical, it's so mental. Jason Kidd's having a great year.
Jason Kidd's having a great year.
As far as just...
He's a leader. As a leader.
You know what I mean? He just knows basketball.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He's so intelligent. Jason Kidd, putting John Wall on Jason Kidd's level?
No, I'm just saying, as far as just like...
I don't know. He's not intelligent as Jason Kidd. He's a good... He's a great talent.
You can develop that.
He's actually reminds me of a young Jason Kidd. Not as the passer, but like how he runs the fast break. He reminds me of Jason Kidd.
Dishes the ball. He's a good passer.
But he's not like Jason
Kidd. It's just turnovers for him.
Not Jason Kidd passing, though. There's a difference.
No, you definitely know. No. I'm not comparing his passing ability to Jason Kidd.
But now we're going a different round.
You know, he's an elite point guard who can really be,
I think,
one day the best point guard in the league.
He has that ability. I will give it to you.
And that's huge.
He has that talent. He does have that talent.
To have that is a huge plus.
Yeah,
we
I'm
just
arguing.
Have nobody
I'm
else.
Not, listen to me. I'm not arguing with you on that. I think he has a talent. Definitely has a talent.
So he doesn't have nobody. There's no chance of getting anybody else to come help him out. But I think Bradley Beal is a good addition.
Bradley Beal, you got Booker. You got players in this, I think, that are fairly well to help him out.
Seraphin looks like he could develop into
something. Yeah, but I think Seraphin has took a couple steps backwards of late. I don't like, and I blame Randy Whitman, though. I don't like the way they're utilizing for Seraphin. I think that they're going... I think they should just play a Seraphin Nene lineup and just let it rock. What do you have to lose? You suck.
So who comes off the bench, Seraphin?
No, Seraphin comes off the bench. Nene starts and Okafor starts. There's no way. I'm Nigerian, so I obviously feel loyal to Emeka Okafor,
yeah.
Nigerian brother. But at the same time, he shouldn't be starting on Seraphin.
Is it Yoruba or Igbo?
I believe it's Igbo.
Yeah, so him and Arakpo are Igbos.
I believe so, but don't quote me on that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah, I don't know. The Wizards have an opportunity. Maybe can maybe win up to maybe 20 games. They ain't saying a lot.
That's all you got to win in the whole season. I think they're going a little run, man. They won three games in a row. They beat the Thunder. Okay, they beat
the
Heat.
The 82 games in the season.
Okay, but you know what? Those Heat, the Heat and the Thunder should be 4 wins
they beat the
by
Heat.
Itself.
Real talk, they beat the Heat before. So what does that have to prove of anything? Like, what's that have to
and
prove?
And the Thunder,
they beat them all before. So what's the hell?
Like, they can beat them.
They can beat people. Yes, anybody can be beaten. On any given night, there's a bunch of talented kids, talented players in the NBA.
But to do it consistently, that means something.
Yeah,
now,
it's a
consistent.
When has it been consistent?
They beat the Thunder two years in a row. That's
consistent. I'm talking about this season's consistent. What have they done this season?
I'm not giving them credit for this. I'm just saying.
They consistently lose, Sam.
I think they will win more than 20.
What they do is lose, all right?
I think you're going to be shocked that they're going to be
what?
Closer to 30.
I think we'll close to 30. They have 20 wins. I know how much. It's 50. There's 82 games in the season. They'll be 20-52.
They're going to beat most of the teams that are mediocre. I think John Wall is that good.
All right,
I think John Wall carries his team to a point that's so respectable.
All right, you know what?
You're going to be amazed.
You know what? You want to give 25? You want to go
25? I definitely give him 25.
Sam's going 25. 5 games more. Whoop-dee-doo!
That could mean the playoffs.
You know what? 25 wins. Will get
not close. This season. But down the line, man. That's all we got is down the line.
Hey, Washingtonians, man. Be sad, baby.
I wanted him to be traded to the Thunder. That's how much I like John Wall.
John Wall, man. God bless your heart, man. Anyway, it's time for my segment. Go hard in the paint. All right. Obviously, we're talking about the Wizards, John Wall. I'm going to stick with that thing. John Wall, man, I'm going to have him go hard in the paint. He's coming in hot. He played a limited role. His first game, second role, played more minutes. I'm going to go with John Wall going hard in the paint. Like Sam attested to, I agree with Sam. He is a top-tier point guard, and I think his stretch right now will prove to many that this guy is probably one of the premier point guards in the NBA. And also, I think he has a chip on his shoulder. From last season, people said, like, you know, he dropped off. You even had people like saying Jeremy Lin was better than him and folks like that. I think it's going to be the time when you see John Wall, when he plays against some of the premier point guards, seeing him play at a high level and even outplaying some of the great point guards in his NBA.
Yep.
So I have John Wall going hard in the paint. All right, Sam. The show's about a wrap. About that time. Before we wrap up, let me read off some of our little reads out here. Check us out on the Eyes Radio Network. Like I said earlier, it's www.eyesradio.com. To listen to the show on our official website, just visit www.walio.podbeam.com. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search The Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. I'm going to let Sam have the mic so he can say what he wants to say. You have anything you want to say, Sam? Some parting shots. What?
Hey, man, anger management is definitely necessary for a lot of you people out there. Learn to control yourself, please, and stop abusing people.
All right, I have a parting shot, and I don't know what the hell that was about. It's MLK's birthday, Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. And don't forget that he did what he did for all of us to be unified and be one as people. And don't forget about that message. When you see your man, your fellow man out there struggling and trying to strive, give him a talk and let them know that you're around. As MLK would want that, and don't forget about it.
Yeah. And check out MLK on Boondocks, is it?
Oh yeah, Boondocks. If you want to laugh, and know it's old as hell.
Yeah.
But at the same time, check it out. I know you all probably listen to it. MLK and the Boondocks. Yeah. He in church and he putting us. He putting us back to work, man. He putting us to shame. He calling us out. So check that out, please. Anyway, Urban Sports Center, Eyes Radio. Check us out next week. Deuces.